You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
As I said, we are going to be chatting to Pop Crew in the next couple of seconds. SAPS will be on the front line, and they'll certainly enforce this nationwide lockdown that goes into effect tomorrow. Actually, it doesn't go into effect tomorrow evening. That's a lie. It goes into effect on Friday morning. So 12:01 on Friday morning is when that lockdown comes into effect. Correctional services officers are also in the firing line, as prisons are potential hotspots for a COVID-19 outbreak. SA prisons are notoriously overcrowded, and experts are concerned that an outbreak could wreak havoc in prisons. And let's not even think about the minors that are currently still awaiting trial, etc., as well. So Richard Mamabolo is from Pop Crew, the spokesperson. Richard, thank you very much for your time today. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
So Richard, let's talk about Pop Crew first and foremost. Who do you represent?
Well, we represent correctional centers, correctional officials, police officials, and traffic officials. So we represent well within the criminal justice cluster.
Okay, so this is the cluster that, you know, other than health, will be at the forefront. We're going to be we've all been told to be at home for 21 days, and the people who are going to be ensuring that are your members.
Those are our members indeed.
So are you happy with what government has done thus far? And if not, what are some of those concerns?
Look, the crisis we're facing as a country is such a big one, and it's the first time that we find ourselves in this situation. So it's not about being happy or not. It's something that definitely has to be done if we are to save lives. So all our members are committed, are ready towards ensuring that they can contribute as much as possible towards obviously reducing the pandemic. So but what we have done was that we have been in talks with the different government departments in ensuring that we also prioritize their safety. You'd remember that we can, as they work in the front line, we cannot have some of our members falling victims without taking proper measures. Now, the SAPS so far has got a plan. We are part of that plan. There's a steering committee that sits on a daily basis in ensuring that proper measures are taken in terms of their safety, but also the strategies that will be applied in ensuring that the lockdown becomes effective. Our leadership is currently meeting with the DCS to finalize what measures that need to happen in ensuring that our members and the prison population as well is kept safe. So those are some of the measures we are currently taking. So we are quite happy with that so far. And of course, we will be working towards ensuring that we mobilize our communities to obviously abide with the law enforcement officers at all times.
Yeah, so there are things to be happy and not happy about, because at the end of the day, your staff members, whether they're in prison, you know, obviously watching over the prison population, or whether they are addressing people on the front line, they too have to go back to families and they have to be looked after effectively. But let's talk about prisons, though. Overcrowded prisons, there's no debate about that. Are there some concerns around the prison populations, etc.? I know other countries are looking at pardoning or releasing at least non-violent criminals.
Well, there are challenges. These challenges, by the way, within our correctional centers are not new. They've been there. I mean, you look at some reports, for example, with POSMO just a year and 2 years ago. There have been reports released about correctional centers being the source of illnesses. So the situation is quite dire. Now that we've got this corona pandemic coming about, it's going to get worse, with obviously overcrowding rates that are there, and of course the understaffing of our members, that would obviously create a potential problem for the prison population that is there. We have obviously been engaged with government for some time. There has not been positive reactions since then, but now that with these measures that are being applied, Like I said, we are currently, our leadership is currently meeting with the leadership of correctional centers to ensure that there is a plan that comes up. I think by the end of the day, we should be able to pronounce that. But whatever plan that we want to have should be a plan that considers the lives of inmates, should be a plan that obviously also considers the safety of our members in obviously doing their duties. One of the plans, most of the plans that we've come about are long-term plans, and we think in the short term, what could possibly be a solution would be to ensure that as much as our correctional centers are overcrowded, but they are not overcrowded with the same extent of overcrowding from prison to prison. So that would obviously, what we want to have is the department ensuring that even amongst those overcrowded, they could obviously put them in different other correctional facilities that might be lesser overcrowded than others. So those are measures. And of course, the basic duty of ensuring that they are obviously, whatever form of assistance that would be needed is there, and they're obviously cleaned. So those are the current measures that we're working on. So we'll be able to announce that later on. But we also want to say to the public that this is not a SAPS challenge alone, you know, because I think there seems to be some over-reliance on the role that the army and the police will be playing. We think it's up to people themselves to take it up, to actually ensure that they obviously stay at home.
Yep.
And obviously when there would be times when they would be allowed to go for shopping, you know, and all those things, we think that it is up to them to ensure that they do that with responsibility, and of course do not disturb the role that our officers would be playing. But one of the other problems, you know, that our public transport service, I think there are about 16 million people who travel on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Now, it was important that you close down the public transport service in ensuring that the spread, rather, is obviously suppressed.
Yep.
And we think that we know that most people are on their ways. You look at the N1 currently, there are a lot of people living Gauteng towards Limpopo. We want to urge people not to, well, to avoid traveling, because, I mean, there might be those who would be leaving whatever facilities that are available within this province into other rural provinces where it might obviously take longer to detect some of these challenges. So we think it's not advisable. People should stay where they are and, of course, conform to the rules that have been set.
Well, there we go. I think spot on there. And by the way, are there lots of underaged minors awaiting trial at the moment?
Definitely. Look, that is something obviously that has to be looked into, and if especially in Posmo as well, where we've got a lot of underage people there, we think obviously government should obviously put in urgent measures in ensuring that some of those obviously perhaps become released and pardoned, because people could be arrested for minor things really, and you don't want to then be under conditions which would obviously end up compromising your life in that manner, whereas there could be some form of
if they're not repeat offenders and it's non-violent, the option could be to look at releasing people, and it'll be interesting to see what the Minister of Justice has to say about that. But Richard Mamabolo, thank you for your time. The Pop Crew spokesperson representing officials in traffic, representing the police, and also in correctional services.